The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
We cannot drink. We have no beer.
I tell him I was drinking. He stops. He puts it down. He's got like froth that's running down his face. He says, then get one.
I get up and go.
Now I'm dodging gnomes as I try to steal my beer.
No! No! So they're not all going up the stairs, though. They're using the various tons of beer that are there and getting their own beers. And
I want to try and get out of one not been used yet.
I take my tankard and I fill it with my pint of fine wine that I've been carrying around with me for like 16 sessions.
Okay, because you're not going to drink the beer, okay.
You bought it?
I'm going to drink.
I'm going to wait for the line to
I bought it from the...
Die down and then go get
some. Last time I did.
Okay, soon everyone has a tankard of beer. In the meantime, a half dozen more gnomes come in, so the table is totally full. And Batalmo dismisses the women. The women are asked to leave. The women gnomes, so they're not staying. The servants will not be here. So the food is on the table. And the last thing they did when they brought in pies that are about 18 inches across and set them every few chairs down the middle of the table. So you have your entire meal on that oval tray that you were given, and then you have pies down the middle that you can serve yourself and take.
Did the guys that were sitting across from me and FaZe leave?
No, they're still there. But they go up and get a drink and come back. And they seem more relaxed now.
You guys aren't supposed to be here, right? You said all the women have to be
here. I'll stab you.
Right.
Okay.
I'll use my magical stab.
She's a little girl. All
right.
You said there's no knives, right?
There are no knives.
There's no little ground for you, is there?
Are there what?
Are there biscuits?
I'm a man.
No.
Okay.
There's no bread.
Just for
just the meat and all the veggies. Yams and leeks is the primary veggies, and then there's the pie.
What? He doesn't realize bread.
And you actually know, having been around, that they don't usually serve bread at meals. They do eat it on occasion, mostly while traveling a lot, or like, as a parting gift while traveling. And roll the
d20. D20, this one.
So you don't know why that is. It just seems to be a tradition of theirs that they don't eat.
Do they not grow a lot of wheat?
They do not probably grow a lot of wheat, but they can make bread out of other things, and they can buy wheat as well. So.
They can use...
They live in a forest.
They live in a forest and by a lake. So they do a lot of fish.
They make bread out of trees.
They have fish, they have chicken, they have cows, they have sheep.
Just shred it down into bread.
A variety of gluten-free bread.
They don't have flour.
A variety of ways to make bread. Okay, anyway, so the feast proceeds. Batalmo tells a story, giving time for everyone to not have to talk to each other and eat. And the story that he tells is of an adventure that he was on in his youth. He was traveling with a young woman, a sorceress named Gala. And he traveled to the city Aldufish, which at that time was a village. He tells the story in common for your benefit, apparently. He does occasionally say a few phrases in Gnomish, and you think they're kind of explanatory. You get the gist that most of the gnomes that are here speak common, at least at, you know, a 75% or so
level.
Are they
explanatory?
Yeah. He's basically saying so. Like he described a creature, and then in Gnomish he said, that was an orc, you know, that kind of thing. So just making sure that people understand. So you're able to begin to eat and drink a beer. You do notice that they get a tankard of beer probably... they eat enough to maybe be a small person's meal and then get another tankard of beer.
Somebody's
in the building, probably.
Somebody's walking around.
I doubt the doors were unlocked.
They were locked last time he did.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't unlatched.
Somebody's been walking around.
Well, Josh will take care of it. And then if there's blood-curdling scream knives or guns, I'm going.
I'll jump out this window right
okay,
here.
You can stay here and protect everybody else. All right, anyway, so they are consuming copious amounts of alcohol, but they're also consuming large amounts of food. Now, you do realize that most of them are a little bit roundish in the middle. They obviously, you know, they've eaten more than their fair share, but they're also all pretty physical, and as far as, like, they've got quite a bit of muscle mass. So they tend to weigh between 180 and 250 pounds, and none of them are 5 feet tall.
Battle just mode. Accurately described to me.
Wait, does that mean Theon might be taller than some of them?
No, because Theon's only 4 foot. None of them are.
These are weird snacks.
I'm usually the shortest person in the room. Get used to it.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, so after he tells his story, then he kind of waves his hand like this, and then he sets about to eating. He becomes quiet, sets about to eating. And one of the gnomes crossed from Faze, but down a couple spots, so actually next to Bezor, stands up at that point, and he pounds his hand on the table, and the room kind of doesn't get quiet. They're not intentionally being quiet or reverent or anything, but their attention is directed to him, and he begins to tell a story of how he was fighting an ogre, and the ogre disarmed him, and he wrestled it down, and at one point he was forced to bite its main artery in its thigh until it bled out, and that was how he killed it. And then he sits back down, and he goes to eat, and as he sits down, he waves his hand like that.
For the next person to tell a story, I think.
Oh, okay.
For the next person to tell a story?
Apparently. Yeah, so he waves his hand, and there's a moment or so where no one's got up. So if one of you wants to get up, you could probably get up before they do. As long as
if I do get up, do I have to personally tell the entire story? Or
yes,
can I
you must tell the story. And the understanding seems to be that the story shouldn't be no more than a minute or two long. And he didn't give every gruesome detail, but he gave enough that while he was talking, everyone else was eating. And then he goes back to eating when he's done talking.
He's going to tell the story of Galarin's heroic sacrifice at the hands of a group of
ogres.
Yeah.
Do not.
But I was going to throw in a bunch of creative, because I didn't actually see it. But I have to come up with the story. You're
talking about when he died?
Yeah.
No, that was dark dwarves.
No, there were ogres.
It was five ogres.
Yeah,
Vendetta
was
there were three, and then two more came out.
Anyway, you can't tell the story if you can't tell the story. Anyway, so he motions his hand, and they go back to eating it. So a minute passes.
Can I tell the story about my hobgoblins?
If you can tell it.
You have to tell it.
You have to actually
yourself.
Tell the story in roleplay. as Jake, not as Josh.
So there's this one time.
You stand up first?
Yep.
Okay, do you pound on the table? Okay.
That was you guys knocking.
Direct their attention to that.
Well, we were in this cave place, and when we were walking through, we were resting, and there's a bunch of hobgoblins came through and attacked us, and we kind
of... One of the gnomes says, "Hobgoblins!" They all spit some meat onto the floor.
I had my brother Deerwood was with me, and he was shooting them, and I was cleaving them, and they were all funneling into the hallway, and then they came out with spears, and all in all, I think we killed at least 20, maybe more.
Hey, 20! That's a good number. That's a good number. Okay, you sit down.
Yeah.
Did you wave your hand?
Oh. Okay. I wasn't physically there for that part.
Okay, all right.
Bezor will stand up.
I feel like it won't.
Okay, Bezor will stand up. He double bangs on the table.
He says, "One time, I was fighting 300 goblins. Well,
goblins! They don't spit, they just make a noise."
And there was the rest of the party that is here with me. But I did all the work because...
Batelmo says in Gnomish, he says, "He means the heroes of Jakto!" And they all go, "Hey!"
Okay.
You don't know what happened. You're like, he said something and they all went, "Hey," and it must have been good.
But I used my abilities to create a pit. And I sunk up and ate up not all, but 100 goblins.
All, not all, but 100 goblins, okay.
In one attack. And I took the battle and changed the tide by myself. Where's my hands?
Okay. You look around and you think, like, a lot of the gnomes are thinking about that story. Huh. That's interesting. Batelmo says, he made the ground swallow goblins. Oh, yeah! Okay.
They just be coming very good.
You said you used your abilities and killed them all in one attack. And he's like,
I said it made the ground open up.
Yeah, made the ground open up. Yeah, that's hard for them to understand, but okay.
Yeah, they got it.
With a little gnomish interpretation. Okay, anyway, another gnome stands up and he talks about how he and a tinkerer traveled to the lair of a dragon that was maybe 5 miles off from the village and threatening the sheep and had probably picked off a few sheep and rumor had it even a small child. And when he says that, a lot of the gnomes kind of growl like this.
Was that the one that took out the flying guy?
That's what I was thinking.
Are you asking that?
To that next to me, if there's someone next to me.
No, but just like that, I think.
Okay.
All right, anyway, so he goes on to say, he said, eventually they were locked in combat against the dragon, and the tinkerer rigged a giant crossbow and fired him. His name is Geglin. Fired Geglin into the maw of the beast. And just as he was entering, he put his the blade of his axe up and split the innards of the mouth of the beast and then drove the blade up through the brains of the beast, and blood and brain matter showered down on him, and it rained down in his clothes. And he says, I had brains in my shirt because it was in my shirt. And they're banging their mugs on the table. He goes, brains in my shirt. And he sits down.
Brains in my shirt. Brains in my shirt.
Bread keeps the moisture from getting, from the cookies from getting hard. Okay. Sherry does that with the brown sugar. All right.
I use crackers.
So, did anybody else really want to tell another story? Otherwise, we're going to move forward a little bit. There's several more stories told. Do you want to try it?
I was thinking about which one. But I feel like they're going to have a different reaction.
You were there for Gellin's death. You can tell that story.
You can try it. No, right. No women have told any stories yet.
You can tell a story about how you entangled with one guy.
Okay,
beat them
so there's up. There's a pause. There's a pause, and a few men are filling their tankards and stuff, and then it's quiet, and they get back to almost everybody's at the table, and
I stand up.
Janny stands up. What? She bangs her hand on the table like this.
No.
she's a lot stronger than I am. So.
Right.
All right. The table rattles as she stands up, and it catches some people off guard because she's just a little girl and she rattled the whole table.
One time. We were in combat, and there was 3 guys against me.
Okay.
And
what kind of guys?
I used my magic.
Oh, guys.
They're evil, strong, powerful guys. And I used my magic to warp the trees and the vines to trap them so I could kill them all.
Several of the gnomes are looking at you with wide eyes.
I grab my staff and I act like I was like jabbing it, and I'm like, I stab them all in the neck, and they all fell to the ground.
One of the gnomes yells out, did you break their noses?
Yes.
Yay!
Mark starts to shit.
Did they die?
Yes, all 3.
Yay!
Yeah.
One of the gnomes says, big, strong, evil guys. Big, strong, evil guys. And they all spit.
That's
we don't have very many big, strong, evil guys around here, one of the gnomes says when you sit down.
That's good.
Thank you for your service.
All in it,
thanks for keeping the big, strong, evil guy population down. All right. Okay. Sure. So by this time, the gnomes are getting somewhat inebriated because they're on like their 4th tankard.
One.
Who knows? Rod's gone. Okay. All right, so they get someone to need, and one guy stands up to tell a story, but in the middle of it, he loses his train of thought, and then he says, I'll come back. And then one of them says, he'll come back. Yay! Okay, and then it's quiet for a minute.
I'll stand up.
The gnomes are like, sit up and look at you. They're excited about what you're going to say.
There was this one time at the university. There's this older university. Student, really, really advanced student.
Older students!
he used to pick on all of us younger students, so one time he was going to have an important test the next day. He was supposed to cast a fireball spell, so we secretly changed his bat guano with congealed squid ink, and when he cast the spell the next day, it turned out into a giant ink bomb and smothered him and his master with squid ink, and it was really embarrassing. When I sit
down okay, all the gnomes are looking at you like,
very embarrassing.
I go, squid ink! Yay! Yay!
Y'all raise your hands at y'all. They don't know what they're talking about. That's how Mo was going to try to explain, but he didn't understand either. Okay. All right. So the Batelmo says, I don't know if now is the time or not, but I really gotta go. One of the gnomes goes, we gotta go! Yeah! They all jump up and run away from the table. Like about three quarters of them jump up and run away from the table to go outside to go to the bathroom. It's quiet in the room. There's like a half dozen gnomes now and you guys.
Are the ones that sat across from still there? Or?
No, they all went out to go to the bathroom.
This is so weird.
I don't have
to eat. I'm eating until I'm like stuffed.
This place is great.
It's really good food.
I've been eating like very sparsely, but I've taken like a good chunk. Just like very consistently.
What all was on the plate?
Drunk?
Probably.
what all was
safely
on the
assume
plate?
If you've been drinking, you feel tipsy at least.
What all was on the plate?
There was a full-cooked chicken smothered in herbs, and then there was a prime rib steak laid up against it, and then it was totally surrounded in roasted potatoes and leeks.
Oh my god. I'm going to eat like, probably a third of all of it.
Okay. I'm going to eat a half.
And then I'm going to cast a spell and make it disappear.
Have I seen Jenny drinking like copious amounts of alcohol?
Not
I'll
copious,
cast continual
but she's,
darkness
she's
inside.
She's cleared a tankard.
But
she's finished
the
tankard.
Okay, I'm going to go over there and just take her tankard and say, you're not getting drunk, and just walk back over and set it down next to my plate.
Who says you have jurisdiction over
you're not
her
my father.
Please,
you're not my dad.
Please will slide over a tankard. I don't really even drink this stuff anymore.
I walk back over, take the tankard.
No,
she's
no,
guarding
no.
it now. You can't take it. She spilled some on her lap.
I'll give FaZe a dark side
she
eye.
She is stronger than you.
And walk back over.
Yeah, she is significantly stronger than you.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to.
I'm gonna say through a mouth of half chewed food.
12-year-old empowerment.
We should be heroes more often.
We've done it twice.
In the same city.
Gonna try and get
and so we're at a 2-for-1 hero feast to being heroes ratio.
Sure.
One of the gnomes laughs like that was hysterical. He doesn't understand fully, but he's laughing his butt.
This guy's like this.
Another one.
Oh wait, he pointed at me. I'm like, self-conscious.
Okay, so you've not been drinking to the point of inebriation. You've not been drinking,
I'm like
right?
Halfway through
okay,
my
both
mind.
Of you roll a d20. And they're starting to file back in the room now.
Once
there's
I start
cold
to,
air
once I start
them.
To feel tipsy, I'm going to slow down a lot. Okay.
Five.
I'm going to try drinking the rest of that mode.
11.
Okay, both of you realize that in the room there is a hierarchy amongst the gnomes, even though they don't have any markings or anything like that. There are some people that amongst the gnomes that are more, that command more respect. They may be like unit commanders or things like that.
Like me.
Batelmo, of course, is the highest of that, but amongst the gnomes. But that deference in all cases is being given to the group. Like even they allowed you to blend in and allowed the people to tell stories and like that. But it appears to you as if more deference is being given, notably more, to Brunson in particular. So that the gnomes are for some reason responding more to Brunson. And like when he told his story, even though you would say his story to them should have seemed fairly lame. I mean, it wasn't something that they were really.
I was trying to make it lame.
Yeah, so, it might even seem kind of lame to you. I don't know, but it was moderately lame compared to what they were telling. But they were really into it, and then
Brunson's
you know,
like that was like the highlight.
They covered it, and they got super excited. Career, so there's been some obvious favoritism, you think, toward Brunson. He doesn't seem to notice it, but the gnomes seem to be favoring Brunson Slayer. Also, you realize that there are no women in the room, and Charlotte and Janny have both been allowed to remain, which also seems to be breaking some kind of social convention. Okay?
Charlotte's not drinking wine either.
Charlotte's not drinking wine either? Okay, so roll a d20 and see. You probably figured those things out as well.
I've been watching my pouch extremely closely.
Chick is completely oblivious.
I rolled a 2.
Okay. So you would agree with those sentiments that I just described. You can tell that that's happening. Okay?
Why can they... tell because they're not drunk. Why can they really tell when they're not drunk?
They're observing people rather than.
Yay!
Oh, I'm just partying.
And their judgment's not clouded by alcohol.
Okay. Anyway, so they come back in. There's a few more stories, and if one of you wanted to tell one in particular, some people do repeat and tell a story. There's copious amounts of beer. You figure none of the beer supply has been threatened and running out in any way, shape, or form. Even though after Brunson's opening of the window, so to speak, of drinking from the top tun first, they've been doing more of that, but it's in no danger of running out. I mean, these are huge beer kegs. And
opening breach some social faux pas is going to get me killed.
No, surely not. Okay.
But they're respecting
people. Okay, anyway.
First.
So, at the roughly 2-hour mark, they show no signs of slowing down drinking, eating. They've not touched the pie yet.
After 2 hours, I'm done drinking.
I'm done drinking, Mama.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting wasted. I'm just getting...
Be wasted.
Yeah.
Well, again, you're eating a lot of food, and it's over 2 hours. So, like, over 2 hours, if you drank between 2 and 3 of them, you would be just tipsy. And then the food slows the consumption or slows the absorption down a lot.
Does the stuff from the top taste pretty good?
Yes.
Okay.
Very high quality.
When I get a refill, I'll get stuff out of the top.
Okay. Probably the best you've ever had, you think. It's definitely top 3.
I've ever had.
Okay. Anyway.
Stop.
Also, at about the 2-hour mark, you've noticed that the gnomes are in the room. They have set off equipment, weapons. Their weapon belts are laying here and there. One guy's taking his chainmail armor off and throwing it aside, and like that, they're becoming more comfortable. The temperature in the room has risen to be probably 90 degrees, and so those of you who are in armor, chainmail adds 10 degrees, plate mail adds 20 degrees to that.
Leather
adds. About 10 degrees. Because so it feels like it's almost 100 degrees.
I'll take my robes off at one point, just be in my tunic and
take all of my clothes off.
90 degrees plus armor.
You just kidding.
Some people might want to see that.
So the fire is still roaring in the fireplace. and the doors were only opened a couple of times, and so it's just continuing to build up heat. Okay? So, in the 2.5 to 3 hour mark, a guy tells a story. Somebody else knows the story, and he tells the story, but apparently he's not telling it right, and the guy across the room challenges him. And it like he challenges him on the details of the story, and the next thing you know, they go around the side, and they're like, you're yelling at each other's faces, but there's no vulgarity, they're not using vulgar language, but they're very boisterously, in gnomish, not in common, yelling, like one guy yells, and then he politely waits for the first guy to stop yelling, and then he, like, immediately on the last breath of the other guy, he starts yelling back in his face. And you see spit fly as they're yelling, and they're kind of bulky jawed, so their jaws are flapping like this as they're yelling. I mean, it's almost comical. One guy, at one point in time, one guy's yelling back at him, and those of you speak Gnomish, you realize basically the argument is now degraded down to they're insulting each other's anatomy, they're yelling at each other, accusing the other one of sleeping with his close kin, and saying he can't drink alcohol. But it seems like basically they're trying to incite the other person to a physical conflict. But it's going really well. I mean, and everybody in the room is sort of still eating and drinking, and they're listening in on it, and it's almost like another form of entertainment. And then until one of the gnomes rips his pants off and throws it on the floor. You're not sure what that's all about, but...
what was he saying right before that?
Basically, he was... The guy had just insulted his manhood and said that only siring 11 children by your age is a ridiculous inadequacy, and you're clearly not endowed. And he says, and he basically says, I'll show you, and he rips his pants off and throws it on the floor.
Is he well endowed?
Well... You don't know, because you don't really know gnomish anatomy, but he's got all the right parts, okay? Yes.
No. Gnomish endowment.
Okay, and so...
Oh, no.
Batel Mo cries out in gnomish, but very slurred. In fact, what he says, there are women present, but it sounds kind of like he said something about the west wind slid... Or something like that.
Face is covering Jane.
With it, Plymouth! And you think he said the west wind slid.
This is conflict of men you will learn when you're older.
Okay. So Face reaches across the table to cover your eyes so you can't see the gnomish.
They're sitting next to
you. At least
I respect it. I mean, at least
oh, no, that's right. No, he doesn't have to. He reaches over and covers your eyes.
Yeah, it's her, me, him. I'm between these two.
Okay, Jamie, do you want to go outside?
What's up, Troy? Come on, let's go.
They go outside while they wait for the man to replace his pants.
Okay, well, the first guy rips his pants off, threw it on the ground, and the second guy says, yep, that's what I thought! Nothing there! And he rips his on the ground.
At this point, Face is leaving.
Is the whole table going to rip their pants off?
Ooh, I gotta check on my wolf.
Is there any steak around me on an empty plate or empty seat?
Yeah.
I'm going to take somebody's steak and finish it.
Pocket it.
Okay. All right. So apparently these guys who've been doing the arguing are unit leaders, and a couple of their men get up behind them and rip their pants off as a show of support.
Jamie and I are outside.
Okay, meanwhile, the two of you go out the door.
The three.
Yeah, I'm
three of you. You go out the door.
For the first time this entire time, I'm not watching what's going on. I'm just, engulfed in eating my delicious chicken.
Try to stay away from that.
Maybe if you drink the beer.
I'm not even that crazy.
No, I don't want that beer. I don't drink
all right, anyway.
No anatomy.
They yell back and forth at each other, and the units are standing there. A couple of the other gnomes, they help, but they're clearly not as proficient as the first two were. And then finally, there's a full moment of silence. And the one gnome says, and he says it in common, but somewhat slurred, he says, so what? You got nothing else to say? Standing there, mind you, he's standing there like all disheveled and sweaty, because everybody's sweaty, and he's all his like shirt's soaked in sweat, and his stuff is hanging out, and his thighs are bulky and sloppy looking, and he says, so what? You got nothing to say? And the other gnome says, no, I'm done. And he goes back and sits down. And all six of them go back and sit down.
Their
and
pants still off?
No, they pick their pants up and carry them, but they couldn't wear them now because they've been ripped clean off. So they just kind of lay them on their laps.
Should we go back in? Or are we staying outside?
Dude, I'm staying outside.
Okay, so it's outside. It's probably 4 o'clock. It's getting dark. It's dark. Temperature has dropped to just below 40 degrees. It feels a little damp, but it's not raining or snowing or anything. And you can either kind of hang around where the building is, or you can decide to wander off. That's up to you. But inside, the feast continues. They're eating. They haven't cut the pie yet.
Yeah, I'll probably go back in and get me a slice of pie and come back out. Okay.
I've had 2 steaks and half a chicken. When can we eat the pie?
Wait. Anybody else want pie?
Sure.
All right, I'll just grab
it. They just walk in and then
go
back out.
Okay. So Janny comes in and her hair's hanging down. She's like going straight to the table. Cut the pie. I'm not looking around. She's not looking at anybody.
Yeah, I just walk out with half of a pie. The rest is theirs. I don't even care.
Okay, so you're gonna cut half of the 18-inch wide pie and what? Just dump the food off your tray and put it on there.
To get it. I'll take your food.
Here, I can give it to the dog.
No, here, give me some of that.
There's probably an empty.
tray.
Here, I'll take some of that pie.
Are they still telling
I'm gonna grab an empty tray from off.
Yeah, but it's very sparse now.
Here, put a slice on mine, then somebody else will take a slice.
There's half of there's still half of a pie. You can take that pie.
That's what I'm talking about. The half you're leaving, so that you have a tray to. Never mind.
I grab
a pie from down this end.
That pie is too much trouble. It's just too much trouble.
Well, whatever. I grab.
Oh, what's that pie?
The pie is frustrating.
Too much work.
Well, it's not the pie. It's not like pie. Me.
This is good pie, but I could do without the 13-year-old drama.
No. Oh, sorry. Joe.
All right.
This is why we don't drink.
So one of the gnomes middle of the table, he's drunk or pretty drunk, but he's not like, you know, falling over drunk. He says, "I want to wrestle."
I'll wrestle ya.
Okay. All right. So he gets up, goes over to the open side of the room, and Jake is going, Mark's going, a few other gnomes are going. So there's about 8 total. One of the guys says,
"I gotta puke after all this."
One of the guys says. In common says, "Let's pick sides."
Come at me, bro.
Mark just tackles a gnome. just start pummeling him.
All right. Anyway, so
the gnome's like, "Let's be civil about this." Mark's like, "Grr."
So one of the gnomes says, "One of the gnomes says, whoever's least drunk should be one of the team leaders."
I'm the least drunk person in the room
Charlotte's
right now.
Going in after Danny because she's taking.
Are you wrestling?
Oh,
sure.
What's going on, Danny?
Oh, that's a bad team leader.
People are gonna wrestle. People still.
Okay, I want to be on this guy's team.
Half naked men wrestle.
I guess people who
are.
Yeah. None of the guys without pants volunteered to wrestle.
I was gonna say they're very exposed.
Yeah, so we should.
No, actually, most of them have like made a loincloth thing out of the pants and tied it around, so they're not.
Toga.
Out of the napkins on the table.
No, out of their pants. They tied
their pants there and then tied the lid of their pants over here and over here.
At least they're decent.
Okay. So. There. So you're over there now, so that's 9, so now sides are uneven.
Charlotte's like, I'll volunteer.
Okay,
I'll volunteer too.
I'll take the woman.
I'll
take Charlotte.
If Janie joins too, then it's uneven. I guess I'll do it too. Janie's coming.
Okay, the gnomes look sheepish about wrestling the women.
I'm probably stronger than most of them there.
One of the gnomes says a comment, I can't wrestle a woman.
Were you scared?
Another one says, that's what I heard! He takes a swing at him, he ducks and he misses. He says, would you try to punch me? No.
I'm sure Jake and Tia will vouch for my strength.
He tries to punch him again.
Wait,
no, more
say?
Successful this time. He clocks him upside the head and he falls on the floor.
He says, you try to punch me?
I'm still really strong though.
Did you punch me?
Yeah. I'm stronger than this guy.
Well, don't do that.
Not cool, bro.
You said I couldn't wrestle a woman. No, you said you couldn't wrestle a woman. Oh, that's right.
I take a swing at somebody.
Were you inferring that I couldn't have intimate relations with a woman? You have 13 kids. I couldn't infer that.
You want more?
Well, why are we fighting? I thought we were going to wrestle. I can't wrestle a woman.
Are you scared?
That's
he seems like he's holding himself back.
Yeah, fine.
One of the guys across the way says, that's what I heard! And he runs around the table. Okay.
I'm
going to
take a swing.
That's a woman, and that's like half a woman, and you shouldn't wrestle either one.
I'll wrestle both.
One of the
Charlotte,
says, well, don't think of it as a woman. Think of it as a hero. And
yes,
the room gets real quiet.
Leon and Jake will attest to my strength.
I attest to none such thing.
The room
except for
quiet.
The fact that I
they all seem to be
team,
contemplating
so.
The idea of female heroes.
I do not
says,
like this.
I think that would have made more sense about 4 tankards ago. But as it is, as long as none of her soft parts rip off easily, I'm ready to wrestle.
Well, has this proved us anything?
Okay, how many we got wrestling here?
This one.
Matt Elmo says, count me out. I don't want to hurt anybody.
I thought he
get left. Out of here.
No, he came back.
Okay.
They all went to go pee and then they came back.
Oh, gotcha.
You've been challenged, Battle Mo. You going to sit by and take that?
No. Don't challenge me.
Challenge him.
I just did.
He challenged you already.
You can't challenge me. I taught you how to parry with your two-handed sword. You could even stop a what? I don't know. What was I going to say?
He challenged you.
You said you were going to fight him.
You said you were going to fight him. You were going to say that you were going to come take him on.
One of the men says, I will stand in for battle, Mo. I ain't going to take none of that.
I'll take you down.
All right, I got the hairy man. From the top, from the waist up. Okay, so one of the gnomes is facing off with Mark. So there's about like 8 gnomes ready to wrestle. So of the PCs, who's wrestling? Raise your hand. Jake, Theon, okay, so most of you are wrestling. Okay, so Brunson and FaZe is outside. He doesn't know what's going on. Or did you come back in to watch when Charlotte went back in? Because you would be out by yourself otherwise.
Came back in, I think.
Okay, so you realize now that there's a major. What, yeah, just Brunson's like, I'm just eating food. Yeah.
Keeping his distance.
When everybody gets up to go.
He's watching TV.
To go wrestle, I'll take, like, I don't know, the yams off of, like, Bezor's plate, and take, like, part of a chicken off of Theon's plate.
He's picking the best remaining parts, basically. Yeah, okay. Awesome. Considering the major effort that you've put into that, if you're not at full, I'll allow you to heal D3 hit points right now.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Even though it's from the
the
spell?
Even so. Okay. And meanwhile, they line up. So what do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8 gnomes. But one of the gnomes is specifically wrestling Mark. So it's going to be 7 gnomes and 5 of you is 12. So we have to divide. They work out the math and that said that should be like 14 on a side then, right?
No, 6 on a
six
side.
6 on a side.
Oh, 6. Yeah. I think I carried the 1.
Yeah. You did.
That math is weird.
Okay, so there's like no fair all the heroes on the same side. That's not fair.
You can't have all the heroes on the same side? What?
No fair if all the heroes are on the same side.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'll take
true.
Charlotte and Harry Man.
No, Harry Man has to fight
Gulasnot
or whatever his name is.
I'll take it.
So, you versus you, and then...
Me versus me?
No.
The rest of us have to have 5 on... No, 6.
6 on a side.
6 on a side. And you're one of the team leaders.
Yeah. Are we going to do this, like, drafting?
Somebody... One of you should be a team leader because you don't look drunk.
I mean, not very drunk.
Are the women going to be on the same side?
You want to...
No, that would make it unfair.
Yeah, we'll be on the same slide.
I don't think so. She's pretty small.
She's strong and she's strong.
No, I think that would give them an advantage if they were on the same side.
You think the women would have an advantage because they're on the same side?
Yeah, don't women work better in numbers?
That doesn't even make any sense. No, I don't know what you're saying.
Probably would have 4 tankers ago.
Okay, right. Yep.
You shouldn't disagree.
Okay, so the 2 of you, and you need 3 of us then. Because we've got to have more heroes, because that would be... So 2 of you and 3...
No, 4.
I do, I just drink wine. Not
4
2 plus 3 is 6.
No, that's 5.
2 plus 3
is 5.
2 and 3
is 5.
2 and 3 is 5.
Yes, count out your figures. 2.
Oh, I got this one.
3,
I got this
4,
one.
5. 2.
Like this, right?
6. 2 plus 3 is 5.
2
plus
3. One. No, 2 and 1 and 1 2. And 1 is 6.
No, put that one down. You can't use the one that you
count. So 4.
With. 5. You,
5.
Okay.
That's 5.
Yes.
5 on a side? Two of
six
them.
On a side, 2 of them, plus 4 gnomes. Trust
2
me,
and
I'm,
4, got
trust
it.
Trust me, I'm only a little drunk.
Okay, you 4 go with them. That's just fine, let's just do it. It's taking too long, I gotta get drinking.
Come on,
I should
bro.
Probably get drunk before I try to wrestle gnomes.
Okay, alright.
I just pick up someone's
so you line up
time
6
like
on 6, the 2 of you, and then you have Jake and Bezor on the
Theon.
Opposite side,
oh.
And 4 gnomes. It's the 2 of you versus Jake and Bezor. Oh, and Theon. So
versus
3
gnomes.
Yeah, the 3 of them and 3 gnomes versus the 2 of you and 4 gnomes.
I wrestle
suddenly
Janie.
You feel outnumbered.
Wait, how are we outnumbered?
No, you say I'll wrestle Janie. Yeah. No, he said.
How are we
it's team wrestling. Team wrestling. Yeah. Not tag team wrestling. Team wrestling.
Yeah, I'll take Jeremy while they get everybody else because I will lose.
But I'm stronger.
And for the first time in like 300 years, just drink someone's entire beer.
Okay.
I
grab a random beer and drink it. Okay.
No, you cannot weigh 88 pounds.
Down, I'm just going to take
it. Strike points.
And now
that is not okay.
She channels the force.
No, she uses a runner's workout.
Yeah, she channels the force.
And from one and from one tank
nature
of beer,
fills her with power.
Right.
Who took my second drink?
Yeah.
It was in my stretching radius.
Oh, you moved out of the stretching
radius. You didn't drink
out of
it, did you?
No,
okay, sorry. Here we go. First of all, so we're going to be doing round by round. So it's Mark versus Gooblesnot.
I'm taking my round of beer first.
Okay, and then... So, we got the grapple rules out. That's right. Okay. So, it's one of the gnomes says, "This is wrestling. There will be no biting unless, of course, you're losing. Then it's allowed. There will also be no kicking, punching, or kneeing unless the person on the opposite team has a hold of your testicles, in which case, then it's allowed." Do women have testicles? No.
No.
You cannot kick or bite. Oh, no, you can bite if you're losing. You cannot kick or punch or bite. No, you can bite if you're losing. You cannot kick or punch.
Got it.
So or knee.
Or knee. No knee. Definitely no kneeing. No, 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 no kneeing. That's unfair.
It's all grappling.
You're welcome.
Grappling. Unless you're losing, and then you can bite. Or you can kick or punch or knee if someone has a hold of your testicles.
What about headbutts? I do headbutts.
No, that's pummeling. That's not headbutting.
You didn't say I couldn't do that.
No headbutting.
No. Nope.
Because gnomes aren't stupid enough to headbutt. I forgot to mention it. I'm sorry. Also, if you headbutt, that could be considered a low blow. Wait. I think he should be allowed to headbutt if we're prone. Shut up. The rules are already laid out. One of the gnomes says, "What was the rules?" "It's the same as always! Stop making it so difficult!" Okay. All right. They're going to get thanks for my gnomes now. Okay, so I'm going to do by team. So the green gnome team is with the ladies, and the blue gnome team is with the men, and Gooblesnot is fighting Mark. Got it.
What
got him color-coded. D6 initiative, and then you'll need percentile dice when you roll the hit. Okay. Here we go! He says.
Get ready to roll.
All right.
Kicking his butt.
Sonic Blast.
Okay, so I forgot who the captains were. Theon's the captain.
You can defend all day long.
One of the two of the ladies. Okay. Better it'd be Charlotte because she's taller.
And not
yeah,
strong.
Good idea. Yeah, they've left all their big weapons, like, and anything bigger than a knife.
So they still have knives?
Yeah, they do have knives, but they're probably not going to use them.
I got my daggers on me.
Okay.
Take out a couple, right. Put it under their back as I roll.
Okay, so initiative is the same as normal, D6 plus dex. Go ahead, everybody roll. All
right! 2!
9! 4. I picked it up and got that.
Danny got
I got a 4.
7.
Is that a 16?
I don't know. What did you roll?
Were we
aiming
for
higher
or low?
High.
Yeah. Yeah. Initiative. 16
is plus
1. Yep.
I got 2.
I
have
5.
I just got
7.
I mean, I
rolled not that bad. Okay. That's good. All right. You're in the middle. Not too many gnomish dex bonuses out there. If they are, they're usually lowish. Okay. So we'll do Mark. This round, we're going to do Mark and Gooblesnot first. Okay. He has a 3. You have a 5?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go first. You roll percentile dice.
So that's the 2 D10s.
Red in order.
40.
Okay, he steps up to Gooblesnot.
No, that's 4.
4?
That's 4.
Oh, 4? Okay. He steps up to Gooblesnot and he like squats down and he grabs him around the waist. Like he's trying to tackle him and body slam him. But Gooblesnot's like wiggling around and that's... pretty much what happens. He's got him around the waist, but no damage is done. All right. Gooblesnot will respond back to you. Oops. 42. Okay. He reaches down and he grabs your fingers where you got him around the waist, and he begins to pull your fingers back. Okay? And you will take 3 points of damage, of which none are real.
So three, write down three non-real.
So you're taking 3 hit points, basically. But they're not real, so he'll heal back fast.
So put right there.
Okay. Like
3 NR.
All right, and that's exchange number one. We're going to go ahead and do exchange number two. Okay, so you're going to retaliate. Each round, everybody gets 2 exchanges, so you can roll percentile dice again.
14.
14. 14. Yeah. 10-4?
Yeah.
14. Okay, so you hop around holding him by the waist, but for a moment you got disoriented which way was up, so you basically just hop around holding him by the waist and don't actually throw him to the ground. He's still trying to pry your fingers off. Unsuccessfully, I might add so far. Okay? Okay, so he bends over your back and grabs you around the belly and squeezes really hard. And you take an additional 3 points of damage, of which 1 is real.
So put 5, so replace that 3, make it 5 NR, 5, and then 1 real hit point.
Okay, so far they basically are still standing up and they've got each other around the waist, although Gublasnod is leaning over his back and holding him by the waist. Okay, now we're going to the mass group wrestling match.
Yay!
Okay. 9.
Me.
Okay. Theon, you have 9. So you have you, Jake and Bezor, and 3 gnomes versus Charlotte, Janny, and 4 gnomes, and you're acting first. No one has grabbed anyone, no one has done anything. What would you like to do?
Who's the smallest gnome on the other team? Is there a smallest gnome?
There are. I mean, yeah, they're varying in size. So you want the smallest gnome on the other side, basically. Okay.
I'm going to charge him and take out his shins.
Okay, so you're going to tackle him low, basically. Yeah. All right? So that's technically, that would be on the overbearing chart, not the grappling chart, so you may roll percentile dice.
No. Is overbearing better?
It can knock people down easier. Yeah.
26. Is that good or bad?
It's generally bad.
Okay.
Yeah. So you basically, what happens is you go down, you hit him in the legs. He just staggers back a little bit, and you wind up just kind of holding onto his calf. You're laying on the floor, holding. He's hugging his calf. No damage. Okay. He's gonna grapple you because that's what gnomes do. Oh, that's better. Okay. Okay. So he reaches down and grabs your ankle and picks you up, and then slams you back down on the ground.
Oh!
Okay? And you feel it, like, in your stomach, in your chest, your privates, your thighs, and your knees. And you take 5 points of damage, of which 1 is real. He's, like, on one knee, and you still have his calf. Okay? And second exchange. You go next.
I go next?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to stand up. Like, he's not holding on to me anymore.
He still has a hold of your calf, but it's just a loose hold now because he slammed you already.
Okay, so I'm going to try to... Can I get back up onto my feet?
If you choose to break his hold, then that is an action and you won't get to damage him. Or you can try to grapple him. If you successfully grapple him and damage him, you essentially break his hold.
How are we set right now?
He's on one knee, and then he has 1 foot on the floor, and you're holding on to that calf. But you're laying on the floor, extended out away from him, and he's leaning over top of you, and he has 1 of your legs.
So my head is like in front of him.
Yes. If you try to stand up and pull up on his legs, he would fall. If you try to grab his legs together, he'd fall. You don't really have to specify what you're trying to do. Basically, you're trying to grapple him or knock him down. Those are what you need to know. So you're grappling, right?
Yes.
Okay. Roll percentile dice. Roll higher this time. No one's bad at grappling, that's the point.
62.
That's better. Okay. So, that's what you do. You pull on his legs, and at the same time, he tries to shift his weight, and when he tries to do that, you push on the inside of his other leg, and he slips, and he falls on his butt and back. And so he's down, taking some damage. I'm going to have to borrow your pencil occasionally so I can keep track of this damage. I have to find a piece of paper. Yeah. I've got paper.
Sure.
Yep, I'm good. Gnome damage. Okay, so we're naming him Gnome Short. Okay, so he went down pretty hard, and it's a hardwood floor in here. So all right, now he gets to retaliate. Okay, You had mostly stood up in the process, and he rolls over, sweeping your legs, and you fall down next to him. And you take 5 points or 3 points of damage. None of it's real. Okay, and you and him are laying on the floor next to each other, neither one of you touching each other at the moment. Okay? All right. Eight. Seven. Okay, you're in seven. So you're facing off. You still, unmessed with, you still have Jake, Bezor, and three. No. Okay.
All
right, so you're going to charge Bezor.
Going after the
are you going to try to knock him down or, like, wrestle him? Do you want to stay up on your feet, or you want to try to knock him down?
Oh, I'll try taking him down.
Okay, so you run and try to overbear him with your measly 88 pounds. You may roll percentile dice.
This bow would be bad.
And it showed.
How does she weigh?
Because you wound up laying on the ground holding onto his legs.
I weigh 80 pounds.
She's
80
and she's too strong.
Uh-oh, that's a good roll.
Twice as much as you.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're also like,
okay,
2 feet tall.
So she comes up. Basically, she jumps on you. And she doesn't really try to grab you, but she's trying to knock you to the ground, and she's starting to sort of slant, and her shoulders hit your shoulder, and her midsection hits your midsection, and her feet are off the ground, and you go slam to the floor.
He just got tackled by a little girl.
And you're on your hands and knees, and you take 3 points of damage, one of which is real.
Bezor, I taught her that one.
Okay. I'm not afraid to bite if I lose.
I'm not afraid to bite. Okay, roll percentile dice as you try to grab onto her in this mess.
86.
Ooh, that's a good roll. Okay. Okay, so you are knocking him down. As you're knocking him down, he reaches past your head. And so when he goes down, he grabs your hair in the back of your head, and he pulls you down next to him, and then he puts his arm around your neck, and he has you in a stranglehold.
I want to try getting him on my legs then.
Yep, and you're taking 6 points of damage, of which one is real.
Yeah!
Kick him in the groin. Okay.
And just do be aware that grappling generally does more damage than overbearing, so that's the only reason that was the case.
Kick him in the groin, okay? I can punch.
So you're laying on the ground, like, your feet are in the same direction as his feet, and he has you with his arm, like, your face is actually toward him, and he has his arm around the back of your neck and his fist in your throat.
I'm gonna try getting him.
Victory!
4% dice.
Alright.
Not really.
You grapple him back.
61.
61, okay. Alright, so she twists around and kind of mostly gets out of your grasp and grabs you around the midsection, and she puts her fist like right in the middle of your chest and is pressing you like she's doing the Heimlich, and you take 3 points of damage. No real.
Aww.
Okay, and then you may retaliate.
55.
Okay.
55.
Okay. So he's like, you're grabbing him around the belly,